This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The World Health Organization says 31 premature babies in extremely critical condition have been evacuated from Gaza's largest hospital and have been transferred to Egypt for specialized care. Dr. Rick Brennan is the WHO's emergency director in the region.
They were met by a team of 10 neonatal specialists at the border and have now been moved to hospitals in northern Sinai, in Al-Arish, and one group of the babies has been brought down to hospitals here in Cairo.
More than 250 patients with severely infected wounds or other urgent conditions remain stranded at Shifa Hospital days after Israeli forces entered the compound. Countries' current emissions pledges to limit climate change will still put the world on track to warm by nearly 3 degrees Celsius this century, according to a new United Nations analysis released Monday. The annual Emissions Gap Report, which assesses countries' promises to tackle climate change compared with what's needed, finds the world faces between 2.5 Celsius and 2.9 Celsius of warming above pre-industrial levels.
Policies currently in place are being implemented more strongly, so that the projections in terms of what emission levels we would be looking at globally in 2030, back at the time when the Paris Agreement was adopted, were way higher than what they are now.
That's the good news, according to Chief Science Editor Anne Olhoff. But even so, at 3 degrees Celsius of warming, we could pass several catastrophic points of no return, like complete runaway melting of the ice sheets and the Amazon rainforest drying out. This is VOA News. India and Australia has begun a dialogue in New Delhi focused on the Indo-Pacific. India's defense minister, Rajnath Singh.
There is a consensus on both sides. That is, a strong India-Australia partnership will augur well, not just for the mutual benefit of both our countries, but also for the overall peace, security, and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific.
The meeting, a step forward toward defense cooperation in minerals trade and investment. Joseph Boakai, who defeated President George Weah in Liberia's election runoff last week, says his administration will review mining concessions. Reuters correspondent David Doyle says the new president has described the sector as one of the worst problems in the country.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you kindly rise and welcome to Berlin the heads of state, fourth edition of the G20 summit Compact with Africa.
The Compact with Africa has opened up in Berlin, the annual meeting looking to increase trade between the EU and other industrialized blocks of nations and Africa's nations as well. Russian interference in Bosnia has NATO worried. The NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, said Monday that the alliance strongly supports Bosnia's integrity and it condemned foreign interference.
So we are concerned by secessionist and divisive rhetoric, as well as malign foreign interference, including from Russia.
Sarajevo was the first stop on Stoltenberg's tour of Western Balkan countries. That will also include Kosovo, Serbia, and North Macedonia. President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Fox Corporation CEO Lachlan Murdoch in the Ukrainian capital in what Kyiv says on Monday was a very important signal of support at a time when global media attention has shifted from the war in Ukraine. The media titan's eldest son is a leading figure in media with a U.S. Republican-leaning audience. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman. VOA News.